this is episode 9 of Chat with Matt, and today it is the 3rd of March 2019. I don't know why I said 2019. Just out of interest, where's the date gone?
What do you mean, where's the date gone?
Like, it doesn't say the date.
It does, it says there.
I didn't say
3rd.
That. Oh, never mind.
So yeah, 3rd of March, episode 9.
We missed it, episode 10.
We're almost at episode 10, and we got Zach here with us. Say hello, Zach.
Hi.
Hello.
No one really cares.
Of course they care. Right, so you got some topics, haven't you, Matt, that you wanted to go over? So I think one of them it was, if you had a wish, what would you wish for?
No, if you had one wish, that's what I said. Would you do with it?
No, that's what I just, isn't that what I just said?
Yeah.
No.
Right, so, alright. If you had one wish, what would you do with it?
You can't have infinite wishes.
And you can't have infinite wishes?
Yeah.
You can't wish for a million more wishes?
Can't you just have one wish? Can't you just have another wish? And then you can just go, have another wish, and then have another wish.
No. You can't have can have another wish. You have to use your wish. So what would you wish for?
If I had one wish...
Right, go on, Zach, what are you having wish for?
I would wish for infinite V-Bucks.
Right. Is that it? Infinite V-Bucks, so you want virtual money that's not even real money. Wouldn't you rather have infinite real bucks? So,
yeah, infinite real money.
So then you could turn it into V-Bucks.
Yeah, infinite real money.
Sarah, you wish for infinite V-Bucks, which means you wasted your wish.
Is that what about infinite chat with Matt merch?
Right, so Matt,
that'd be a lot.
So Matt, come on, put a better thought in now than V-Bucks, which is for a silly game.
I'm not telling you, because if you tell, the wish doesn't come true.
Oh, clever.
Oh, no! Oh. My wish will come true! God!
Wait. So, you're not going to wish your wish. You're going to save it for a rainy day.
No, I'm not saving it for a rainy day. If you tell your wish, it never comes true.
They're your birthday wishes. They're for when you blow your candle.
Yeah, so...
So what are you going to wish for now?
Still.
So say I'm a genie, and I've just come out the magic lantern. Hello, Matt. What magic wish could I grant for you?
Do you have another challenge?
What?
I tell you this wish.
Right.
And then they have to try and guess it. And if they guess it, they get a free T-shirt or something.
Are we having a competition?
Yeah. All right. Who can guess which?
Wasn't this meant to be a category?
Yeah. So, alright. So, if anyone can guess Matt's wish by going to the website chatwithmatt.net and emailing us what you think Matt's wish is, closest person to it gets a free T-shirt. There
signed.
Okay. Signed by Matty.
And me.
And Zachy.
No. Me and Dad can sign it.
Oh, beautiful.
What about me?
Oh, speaking of beautiful, Matt, spell beautiful.
No!
Yeah, Matt.
No.
I'll just explain to the listeners. Matt's got a spelling bee tomorrow. And one of the words he's got to spell.
Class.
And one of the words he's got to spell is beautiful.
Go away.
Matt, spell beautiful.
No.
Go on. B.
A.
No.
B.
Yeah.
U.
No.
B.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
A.
U.
T.
No.
Yeah, he's on this right. Yeah.
T.
B. T.
F.
No.
No. O.
No.
T.
Yeah. No. Whoa.
T.
I.
F.
U. L.
Finally.
Right. So spell that again now properly. So B.
B.
E.
U.
No.
B E A U T I F U L.
Yay!
Beautiful! There we go, I knew you could do it. And Matt.
Right, before this podcast, my dad name is spelled Beautiful Podcast.
Yeah. And then just because we're going to teach the Americans how to spell properly, because they spell all their words wrong, spell colour.
Why?
Spell colour, boys.
C-O-L-O-U-R.
Yeah, because the Americans don't put a U in it. How wrong is that?
Americans, no offence.
Colour.
That's how we say it in England.
Yeah, they pronounce it...
Colour.
Colour. But there's no you in it.
They're Americans not, don't. Yeah. Don't take this offensively.
But you're wrong.
Americans.
Don't take this so offensively, Americans, because it's just the way how you say it. We say
my
it
like my dad's background on his computer is like blue. There is the colour blue.
There is the colour blue. Yeah.
Yeah, there's the colour blue.
And what about aeroplane?
Stop being offensive to Americans.
Aeroplane.
Sorry, Americans.
E R.
E.
A-R-A-E-R-O-P-L-L-A-N-E. Smashed it.
Matthew, you spell it.
E.
No.
A.
A.
R.
No.
A.
Right, will you just leave me out of all this spelling?
No, go on, we want you to spell it. It's your spelling bee tomorrow. A.
One of the words isn't, what's it called? Aeroplane.
Yeah, but it's, spell but, it anyway. But it's important. It is important, this one. A.
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 Oh, for God's sake.
E.
I've just spelled it, Matthew.
Right. A. If Nana listens to this and I come into her house, I bet you she's gonna say, spell aeroplane.
Go on then.
No.
Go on then.
No.
A E.
A E. Plane.
No, it's not A E plane. Airplane. There's aeroplane.
EA plane.
There's another reason I'm getting you to spell this. I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah.
Come on, spell it. Zach, you spell it.
A-E-R-O-P-L-A-N-E.
I can't
Max,
remember.
Max, you spell it.
I can't remember.
Zach, spell it for me again. Listen.
A-R-E.
No.
Yeah,
A-R. No.
Oh, A-E-R-O-P-L-A-N-E.
Matt, spell aeroplane.
A.
No, A E
A R.
Whoa! No, A-E-A-A.
A. I just spelled it. Can we just move on?
No, spell it properly. A E.
Aeroplane.
Spell it.
E.
No, it's not A E A.
It's been 5 minutes waiting for you to spell aeroplane.
E. R.
Plane.
O. Aeroplane. Aeroplane. Spell it.
Air.
What's
plane.
Well, the.
Matthew, how would you spell arrow? Is it like the chocolate?
Right, listen. Right.
E R.
No.
No.
E.
No. Arrow is in the
chocolate. A. E. R. O.
No, put plane.
L. A. N. E.
Yay!
No more spellings, otherwise I'm going to run out this room.
But I'll tell you why that's important.
Official minute.
Because in America they spell it airplane, as in A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E, as in a plane that goes through the air, which is wrong. Wrong, America again.
America, don't take this so seriously.
Just saying, it's supposed to be aero, as in aerodynamic.
No,
not aero, as in air.
Matt, spell aerodynamic.
Take it personally.
Go on, Zach.
I'm not some 45-year-old man who's
listen.
Been on the earth.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! I'm not 45 either, like, young
listen,
boy.
you know, like when Zach was saying, like, no offence. You should have offence because you're not spelling things properly.
Good lad, Matt. Good lad. I brought you up well. Right, aerodynamic.
I don't know how to spell that.
Hang on. Why are you telling me to spell some of the E?
Spell dynamic.
Not
dynamic. Dynamic.
M-I-C.
Ha
ha ha.
No, you didn't. So I'll play the podcast back again. I'll prove to you didn't. So now spell it again. Spell dynamic, Zach.
Just spell it.
D-Y-M.
L P
sure.
N A M
P L O
I see.
So now put aero in front of it.
A E R O D Y M
Rocket Science.
A M I see.
It's not rocket science.
Sure, Matt spell rocket.
Matt spell rocket science.
Ooh.
Spell rocket.
I'll spell it if you
want. R-O-C-K.
Yeah, that's rock.
E-T.
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 Rocket. Now spell science.
S. R.
No.
Stop.
S.
No. Yeah. No.
S.
Yeah. I. No. 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 No.
S. E. N. I. S. E.
I
smashed it.
No. I don't know what you smashed, but it wasn't the word science.
S. S. C. E.
No. Whoa. Whoa. It's not S. C. E. It's not sentence.
Yeah. It's
science.
Oh yeah. C.
S-C-I-E-N-C-E.
Smashed it.
Science. Dad smashed it. Anyway, right, so what's
one... Yeah, because you're some... You're some 41 person who's been, you know, around and know
you forgot the
everything.
Word. You forgot the word clever. Right, what's the next topic, Matt?
We've spent like 10 minutes on spelling.
Well, it's all right, because we've taught America how to spell in that time anyway, no, so that was
no,
so that was useful.
No offense.
Right, yeah.
No, Dad, because if we go to a holiday, to America...
Yeah. Like, on our aeroplane.
Yeah,
on
our aeroplane.
not airplane, aeroplane.
Right. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
When we go, all the Americans might hate us for doing this.
No, they won't. They'll love us because we'll have taught them how to spell the Queen's English. Which is the right
American
version of English.
Americans.
We'll get them to put the U back in colour. And we'll get them to spell aeroplane properly. Cool. That's our mission, lads.
Right, what's our next spelling? Not next spelling, next category.
Next topic. Right, next topic is... if you had £1 million, what would you spend it on?
It can't be V-Bucks.
What would you buy?
Calling, yeah.
No one's calling you. No one's calling you. Matt, if you had £1 million, what would you spend it on?
Told you, someone's got
this guy. What would you buy?
Brand new merch.
Brand new merch.
Yeah.
£1 million worth of merch.
Not all.
You got £1 million. What are you gonna buy?
Ferrari.
A Ferrari. How much are you spending on your Ferrari?
A pound.
Unless it's a toy Ferrari, I don't think you're going to get one for £1.
£8,000.
£8,000?
I'm back.
For £8,000, you probably bought a couple of tyres on the Ferrari.
No,
Ferrari's like 20.
Ooh, what are you saying? Right. Is that...
Like,
spell Ferrari.
Like
£10,000?
Yeah.
You're not going
to
buy a Ferrari for 10,000.
What else?
Probably somewhere near 100,000.
What else do?
100,000?
Well, I don't know. Probably not that much.
What else do Americans spell wrong?
Americans spell wrong. What else do they spell wrong? Spell colour wrong. They spell
aeroplane
wrong. I mean, they use different words that they shouldn't. They know they're not supposed to use, like diaper and things like that.
Chips.
Well, yeah, they get chips wrong.
Chips for crisps.
We did that, I think, on episode 3, Matt, didn't we?
No, it was episode 8.
Was it? No, it wasn't. When we were doing the chips, crisps and all that debate.
Yeah.
That was when you said anchovies.
Oh, yeah, I got that wrong.
Listen. I just said, when you said anchovies in barbecue.
Right. Yeah, brown sauce, I think. But anyway, yeah, I got
that wrong. Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's more tomatoes, yeah. With a vinegary hint.
Anyway.
I don't like vinegar.
It's alright.
I like it on chips.
Mum loves
vinegar on chips. As in like
Patrick does.
Not like crisps chips, I mean. Like,
chips as in fries.
Yeah, as Americans say it.
French fry. Right.
And as Australians
this
say it.
Is
it's gobekase.
What the hell? Right.
No, I just made that up.
This is what we like. Chips. In, like crisps, we call in England. Chips, they call in America. Chips in America are called French fries.
I think we've already been through this about 3 podcasts ago.
No.
I think we've had all the chips, crisps, whatever.
Chissy
crisps. Cheesy crisps.
Okay, let's just move on, please.
Cheesy Doritos.
Cheesy Nantos.
Yeah.
Nacho teas.
When we were out in Florida. I think Mum asked for cheese and onion, and I think that went down as in what, you know, they couldn't get their head around what cheese and onion crisps were. I'm sure it was cheese and onion that she asked for. They were like, we don't know what cheese and onion is. So they couldn't figure it out.
Or sour cream and onion and whatever.
No, I don't think they do.
You're not allowed to.
Yeah, they do.
When you put
sour cream and onion crisps all over the place.
Well, yeah, there might have been sour cream and onion, but I don't think they did cheese.
Do you know the hotel that we stayed at?
Cheese and onions deluxe.
Dad, you tell me to not.
Salt and vinegar.
Listen, you tell me to not do this and talk, but then you just did.
Yeah, but I've got a loud booming voice. Everyone can hear me when I do that.
Stop shouting.
So can I.
Ow!
Right.
They can't anymore.
Right. Come on then. So, what's the next topic, Matt?
Just guess some more.
I thought it was, why did you want to go back to America?
Because it's.
After we've now insulted the whole nation by saying they've not spelt the words right.
Because they didn't. Candy floss.
Candy floss, yeah. What do they call that?
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Weird, isn't it?
I want your candy floss. Like, candy floss. Candy do floss.
Do you think of a topic, Zach?
Worst Xbox game that you've ever downloaded.
If you had to choose one.
I just gave you a
what
topic.
What would it be?
I just gave you
destroy
a topic.
If you had an Xbox and a PS4, which one would you destroy?
PS4. Was it a Pro? I would destroy an Xbox. You get a free skin with the PS4 Pro.
So do you do it on Xbox as well?
Yeah, if you get.
Well,
if
you had the choice between an Xbox One X,
yeah,
the Scorpion edition or whatever it is, or yeah. Scorpio edition, or a PS4 Pro,
yeah,
which one are you putting?
PS4.
Which one are you dropping off the top of the building?
PS4. PS4.
Well, as if.
No offence to PS4 players.
PS4? That's the best console.
It's not. Yeah, but. I remember you saying Xbox is the way to go.
Exactly.
Who said that?
You!
I said that!
Yes!
You said it like a couple of nights ago when we were having tea at the table.
Oh no, Xbox is the way to go for playing your games. But not for. You would. Because we were talking about setting up a Raspberry Pi so you could have it as your computer. And I was, and you were saying, could you play Fortnite? And I said, no. If you want to play games, your Xbox is the way to go. That's what I was saying. I wasn't saying it was the way to go. Full stop.
Could we get a lie detector?
Xbox then.
Right. Right. Anyway, let's go off consoles. So what else we got, Matt? What were the other topics? Music, films.
Me, pretty much on them. So I don't even know why I wrote them down.
We've done.
Are you in the podcast now, Zach?
Yeah, I'm just playing Lola not in our room, but so she doesn't come in.
It's
start
fine.
Barking.
It's fine.
But she starts barking, then come crying.
Have you got any music topics, boys?
No.
What's your music choices this week?
Prodigy.
What have you been listening to? Prodigy?
Prodigy.
What's your favourite song by Prodigy, Matt?
Firestarter.
Hey, we heard that in the car, didn't we, the other day?
Yeah.
The meatball song.
Shh, a meatball song.
What? Hang on. What? No, that one you were singing the other day.
Raining tacos.
Raining tacos.
Like,
it's raining tacos. From out of the sky, tacos. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes.
It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos. Out on the street, tacos. All you can eat. Lettuce and shells, cheese and meat. It's raining tacos.
Beautiful.
That's all I can remember.
Nice one, Zach.
That's right.
What are you going to beat that with, Matt? All right, Zach.
Remember one of those podcasts? You weren't in this. You weren't in that podcast. Remember when you said if my podcast gets like 8,100 subscribers,
yeah,
whatever it was.
Yeah, you'd sing a song.
I had to sing a Michael Jackson song.
Oh, alright. Well, we haven't got 100,000 responses yet. So, what song are you going to sing anyway, Matt? By Michael Jackson.
I have to.
Yeah.
Come on, everyone, like 250,000 people are listening.
Come on, you got fans all around the world here, Matt, who want to wear a bit of MJ. Here we go. What song are we singing, Matt? Thriller? The Dirty Diana?
What the hell? Dirty Dinner?
I'm singing a bit of Man in the Mirror.
Man in the Mirror. Go on then. Let's say a bit of Man in the Mirror.
Daffy's
So for all you Michael Jackson fans,
I'll have to do like the bit of the music.
No, you just sing the words. Okay. So here we go. For all you Michael Jackson fans out there.
3, 2, 1.
I wanna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good, gonna make a difference, gonna make it a right.
Go on, keep going.
Go on, keep going.
Because my friend in winter cold.
Oh, my. Keep going. Keep going.
Calm down.
I'll
sing something else, please.
Oh, what? All the Michael Jackson...
I want to sing something
All the Michael Jackson fans were all getting up and dancing then. You just had them on the feet. They all got the dancing shoes on and they were ready to boogie.
Can I sing... Thriller?
Yeah, go on.
Thriller. I don't even know half the word.
Oh, right. Oh, I'll tell you what then. As a special treat for everyone, Matt's going to learn Thriller this week, the lyrics, and then for next week he's going to sing it on the podcast. Is that a deal then, Matt?
No.
Yeah.
So we're going to learn...
No, I didn't agree. What's the Michael Jackson song going now?
I don't know.
Hang on.
What?
What are we doing? What are we doing now?
Don't know.
I'm having a brain think of Michael Jackson songs that I actually know.
What about Beat It?
I'm not singing
Beat It. Oh. Matt, what is wrong with you today? Just coughing and choking.
Anyway, why do you want to sing, hear my horrible singing voice?
I'll chat with... Have a drink of water. Oh,
Matt,
easy.
Just a little heads up, you're not making it into a sing.
Right, have you stopped choking then?
Yeah.
Right, so what are you going to sing?
Get roasted.
Here we go. Matt's going to think of a song and he's going to finish off the podcast with this beautiful song. Aww. To see us to the end till next week's show. Matt, what are you going to finish us off with? One last little song of some kind, anything you like. No, not raining tackles. Right, so I'll count down from 10 and then we're going to hit a song, Matt.
No,
to finish off
together.
The...
No.
About Beatles. About Beatles.
I'll sing Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine, all right.
Oh, God,
to finish off, right.
I'm not listening.
Just as that. Right, we're going to have a little bit of Matt singing Yellow Submarine and then we're all going to say goodbye.
I just think how it starts. In the town where I was born, lived a man beside the seas, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. We all live
in a yellow submarine,
right,
a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine.
Oh yeah, the submarine, right, and our friends
are all aboard.
Many more of us live next door, and the band begins to play.
All right.
Yeah,
that's all right. So say goodbye anyway, boys. This has been episode 9 of Chat with Matt. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Say bye.
Bye.